All right, welcome back. Our first guest tonight needs no introduction. Big fan of the program, please welcome...
Do you think you're ready to shoot a spotlight now? Thank you for joining us for this week's Social Media Spotlight. I'm Phil Milani, and as always, I'm joined by Scott Ward, our social media stooge. Scott thinks he's a comedian this week, and on Wednesday night was Peyton Manning, the only athlete on the Late Show finale with David Letterman. It's his final episode there. He's done more than 6,000 shows. Peyton Manning, lucky enough to be invited to the finale, and he delivered part of the top 10 list.
Dave, you are to comedy what I am to comedy.
It doesn't make any sense. Peyton! Oh, my God!
David Letterman with his iconic delivery there doesn't even make any sense. And, you know, we also got to see Peyton Manning kind of deliver some of his comedic side, too.
Right. This was his fifth appearance on the show, and his first appearance was in 1997 when he was a senior at Tennessee. And obviously this was a great moment for him. Mm-hmm. Showed his crossover star potential, I guess.
Yeah.
And when he actually got out of the car... in NYC, just outside the Ed Sullivan Theater, photos started to pop up, tweets started to pop up that Peyton was in town, and one really popular one was a NYPD Midtown North actually tweeted out the kind of a friendly jab because he was a Giants fan, but he said
yes.
He got to take
Eli's
a picture
brother.
With Eli's brother. Yeah, that's right. So that photo ended up being in a lot of places, and then there was another tweet from at Jessica M. Coggins, who said a friend who was at the Letterman final is talking about how gracious Peyton is with his fans outside signing autographs and taking photos. And then that was outside. Once he got inside, there was a photo of him with George TV mm-hmm. back in the green room. So obviously that was a once-in-a-lifetime experience for George. And then when he was on the stage out there with all these celebrities, and it was really a moment that I wanted to capture on our Twitter feed, on our Facebook, on our Instagram, and so I was actually just doing it from my phone right here, taking pictures of it late at night. My wife was not a big fan of that. And
sure.
So, yeah, I mean, it was just a great experience for him, and we wanted to make sure we capture that and really own it because there's only one Peyton Manning, and he was on the Letterman show.
Yeah, and that's the cool thing about social media. Kind of got to follow him behind the scenes all the way until he was on TV. So really cool use of social media there. And then another way that we also got to see behind the scenes of kind of what Peyton Manning was thinking was he actually wrote a column on MMQB talking about how important David Letterman was to him. Of course, David Letterman from Indianapolis, so they kind of have a connection there. And as you mentioned, a long time ago, more than 18 years ago, Peyton Manning made his first appearance on the show.
And we actually tweeted that out yesterday, too, the YouTube version of that, the first time he was on. And, letter that he wrote was very eloquent. It was very well written.
Heartfelt.
If you haven't seen it, definitely go check it out. We tweeted out from our account on Thursday morning at Broncos, and it's definitely worth a read.
So, yeah, we got the whole night wrapped up right there on our Twitter account. And that's going to do it for this week's Social Media Spotlight. For Scott Ward, I'm Phil Milani.